The Bible talks about a lot of blessings. And in the Psalms, it talks about that my cup overflows. And in the New Testament, it also said the same thing. And I was thinking about our cups, you and I, our personal cups. And if you take a cup and you start filling it with things, eventually it'll get to the top and then it'll overflow. So I was thinking this morning what we ought to do is put a couple things in our cup, like love, grace, forgiveness, mom, dad, family, friends, and think about all the blessings that we get from grandparents, relatives, friends. Most of us all have friends. And we get a lot of things from them when they encourage us in a way. So when you think about all those things and you receive them in the right attitude, what the Bible talks about your cup of blessings will flow over. You'll have an abundance of grace and love and respect for one another. And so on this Mother's Day, not everybody has a mother maybe who birthed them, but everybody has a mother in some ways, either minister, Sunday school teachers, people that grew up with you in the church that are real close to you, that have that nurturing, mothering attribute. But one thing is for sure, every human being had to be birthed through a mother. Think about that. We are so blessed to be able to be a part of something that is so universal, because neither one of us would have been here. Now, we might not have got the mother that we like or want, or the daddy that we like or want, but it's that love of God expressed to us in the family. So on this Mother's Day, just say thank you for the many women who are responsible. And thank God for the women of the church, because if it wouldn't be for the women of the church, I don't think we would have made it 2,000 plus years. Amen. So fill your cup full of blessings.